Hello, hello. Thank you for joining me today. So in today's episode, the word of the episode will be Googleable. Not really a word, but figuring out how to research information on your phone is a different way of putting it. But Googling things when we want to find out new information. So we'll do another episode talking about the branding of that, right? Because Google is not the only main search engine, but it's the main go-to one for most people. But so figuring out how to look up information when we need it, or not even figuring out, just doing it. So when we have a question about something, what do we do? Where do we go and how do we find out? Do we guess? Do we ask people we know? Or is our first impulse to go on our phone and look it up? Well, for many of us, that's not the first solution. It's usually asking someone or guessing, which is not really good. I can remember when I started college, getting my bachelor's degree, when I first stayed in the dorms the first year, I didn't even have a computer. Not too many people had laptops at the time. I might be dating myself, but only one person I can remember in my dorm building had a laptop, and I think he had a MacBook, and we just thought he had to be rich, right? Because nobody else had it. Well, I started school with something. It wasn't a laptop. I had a word processor. I can remember my word processor. It was a step above a typewriter, but it wasn't a laptop. But I could get my papers done, right? I could write on there, I could type, and then there was spell check, and then it had a printer so I could print out my work. Now, when I needed to do PowerPoint presentations and all that, I had to go to my school's computer rooms, which would be crowded. But I had to use my time management, figure out when was the best time to go and get things done. But the point is, I didn't have a laptop. I didn't have information readily available to me on my phone. It's 2018. Pretty much everything we need to know is right at our fingertips, right on our cell phones, our smartphones. So when I started school, I had a cell phone, but it was not like the smartphones of today. I think I really just used that phone to make phone calls. Can you imagine that? A phone actually used for phone calls. And it was toll calls. Oh my goodness, does anybody remember toll calls? I would call my mother so much and have so many charges on that phone. But to my point, the phone was used for making calls. I don't even think the phone had a decent camera, if it had a camera at all. But so now when we buy a phone, what features do we look for on the phone? Do we look for how well the reception is on the phone call? No, I don't think so. We look to see, is the camera good? Is the video camera good? How much space is on that phone? How many apps can I have on the phone? How much storage space does it hold? Those are the type of things we look for with our phone. But our phones are literally encyclopedia in our hands. You know, also back in the day, we had the encyclopedia books. And so you would have a whole set of different encyclopedia books and have a different letter, the different letters, right? And so if it had a lot of information, then you might have a S to SP or something like that. Anybody remember this? Yes. So figuring out information now is right at the palm of our hands. Our phones literally contain so much information. Now, we shouldn't be getting all of our information from Wikipedia, but unfortunately, we do get a lot of information from Wikipedia, but you can find other sources. The point being is, when we need to know something, when we need information, we can start right with our phones. There's a lot of people, you know, wondering and guessing how to find information. Start with a search on your phone. Okay? We can't continue to sit around guessing about where is this and what is that when we can look it up. Take the library. So I'm in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles City Library has a very good website. Anybody remember card catalog? Okay, going to the library and looking through the card catalog. Now, that is no longer. That's been no longer for quite a while now. But even going into the library and getting the books is different now. Like, there are so many ebooks and audiobooks at the for at least in Los Angeles that we can get from our library online. Online. You can get access to so many books and not even have to step foot into the library, because so many of us say we don't have time, or maybe the one close to me doesn't have this or have that. But online, on your phone at that. So even if you don't have a laptop, okay, you can do it on your phone, right? So many people are running businesses from their phone. It is possible. It is possible. You know, I just want my audience to not think that they need certain things, the time available, certain software and accessories to access different tools and resources. A lot of things are available to us and we just don't even know it, or maybe we just don't realize it. So if you're in LA, definitely go to lapl.org, you know, for the library. You can get ebooks, you can get audiobooks. Okay, and listen to the audiobooks while you're maybe at the gym or when you're driving. But that's information that is available to you. And I'll just end this by saying, I looked up some Pew Research and it showed that 61% of Americans have smartphones. 61%. And that 91% of adults here in America have a mobile phone. So, are you using not having certain information as a reason for maybe not starting a business or not finding out how to do a certain project? Just remember, the information you need might be right at your fingertips on your phone. Okay, go be productive and enjoy your day. See ya.